What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Just Isabel Things podcast, hosted by me. I'm Isabel, and I'm an 18-year-old podcaster. Tune in every Sunday to hear me talk about life stories and experiences, advice, podcast tips, and so much more. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast, and also feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com for future business or collab opportunities. The Just Isabel Things podcast can be heard on your favorite listening platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And now let's hear a word from our sponsors and get on with the episode. What's up, everyone? Today's episode is sponsored by the Why Do We Say That podcast. This podcast is a new and awesome father-son podcast. They talk about why do we say the things that we say. Their episodes are super chill, fun, and informative. And for example, like the titles of their episodes are Why Do We Say Joint at the Hip or Why Do We Say Rule of Thumb. They talk about the origins of those sayings, and I highly recommend you check out their podcast and be sure to follow them on Instagram at why_do_we_say_that, and I'll leave their info linked in the episode description. Thanks again to the Why Do We Say That podcast for sponsoring today's episode, and I highly recommend you guys check them out. And now on to the rest of the episode. All right, thanks again to the Why Do We Say That podcast for sponsoring today's episode. Really appreciate it. Today we are talking about how to gain more podcast opportunities, whether that's sponsorships, forming connections, networking, all that fun stuff. I did an episode a couple months ago, like, I don't even know when I did it, talking about sponsorships, but that was before I had a lot of experience, so it's not the best episode, but I mean, check it out if you're still interested. I'm just going to be talking about stuff that I've done to gain more sponsorships and networking and more podcast opportunities, and I'm going to be sharing my tips for you guys as well. This is great if you're a podcaster, content creator, all that good stuff, but you guys know I like to start my episodes off with a life update. The first thing is I dropped merch for the third time. I basically combined both drops, like the one that I did before the holidays and the one I did like a month and a half ago, you know, like the Lincoln Bio collection and the OG Just Isabel Things logo collection, combined them together to make one huge merch drop. Again, 25% of proceeds are going to charity, and I hope you guys check it out. There's still about a week and a half, I think, for you guys to shop. I also announced a giveaway on Monday, and the giveaway winner will be announced tonight, well, you're listening to this on Sunday or after Sunday, but I'm recording this on Friday, so the giveaway winner will be announced tonight. I don't know who it is, but congrats to whoever won it. I will pick the winner tonight, Friday night, but you guys will listen to this on Sunday, so it doesn't even matter. But check out my merch if you did not win the giveaway. It's really awesome stuff and super good quality, and everyone just loves like the colors of it too, so check that out. You can click the link in my bio to get access to the merch shop, and hopefully you guys enjoy the merch. All right, also check out last week's episode where I talk about how to step out of your comfort zone. I touch on personal experiences in podcasting and in life, and it's only 15 minutes long, so it's perfect for your drive to school or work or your walk to work, whatever. So check out that episode that I posted last week. Check out my season 2 premiere that I posted 2 weeks ago. And next week is going to be the Tom Holland episode that everyone wanted me to do. It's like one of my most requested episodes, and that is coming next week. I'm still not sure what to talk about it. Like, do I talk about Tom Holland? Do I talk about my fandom? Like the Tom Holland fandom? Not really sure. I still have to plan it out, but stay tuned for that episode coming next week. So yeah, that was my life update, and let's get on with the rest of the episode. Alright guys, so as you know by the title of today's episode, I'm talking about how to gain podcast opportunities. This stuff could also apply to being a content creator as well. So you guys know that I've talked a lot about podcast opportunities, but I kind of talked about that in some older episodes, and I didn't have as much experience as I do now, so this is a great episode. Like I said, if you're a podcaster, content creator, or you're thinking of starting a podcast, I'm here to share all of my tips and all of my knowledge that I know in this field of in this area of podcasting and content creation. So one of the most common questions people ask me is, how are you getting like so many podcast opportunities? Now, there's a few answers to that. Well, I'm being active and not just waiting and seeing for opportunities to come my way. I think that's a huge mistake podcasters make, is that they are just kind of waiting and seeing if something will happen. But you're more likely to get an opportunity by reaching out and forming connections than just waiting it out to see what will come your way. So if you're listening to this and you might be wondering, hey, Isabel, I hear you talking about the getting podcast opportunities, but what does that mean? I look at podcast opportunities as ways to grow your podcast. Sponsorships, collabs, networking, making friends, forming connections, making merch, all that good stuff. Those to me are podcast opportunities because they are ways I can grow my podcast. So going back a little bit, here are some ways to be active in forming connections and hopefully getting a podcast opportunity. And I've talked about this before, but be open to making friendships in the podcast community. And just doing that can lead into so many things and so many opportunities for you. And kind of going along with that, you don't have to be friends with everyone, but if you have even just a few friends in the podcast community and you want to have friends, I guess I should say, like, don't be afraid to reach out to people. Hey, like, I love your content. I love your podcast. Let's, like, you know, keep talking, get to know each other. Let's, like, be friends, you know? So that's also a really great way to get maybe some podcast opportunities, is to make friends. Be open to friendships in the podcast community, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to be really cool people. Okay, moving on. Another way to actively gain podcast opportunities is to seek out websites that are like podcast sponsorship connectors, meaning they can like link podcasters to sponsorship opportunities, which is pretty dope. Some websites out there are Podcorn, and I love using Podcorn, and Podgo is another one that podcasters use. Okay, so how Podcorn works is that you have to make an account, and it will connect you to companies and other podcasts who are looking for someone to spread the word about their company or podcast through reading an ad, doing a review about your podcast show, and they can also have guests from their companies come on your podcast. You can also set your own pricing per ad, and the companies can then hire you depending on if it's a good fit for not. A couple months ago, there was a listing for this, like, golf company that made this, like, tool that golfers use, and since I'm not a golfer and my audience is probably not, does not consist of a lot of hardcore golfers, then that's not something I would apply for, because that's just, like, not what I do. But if there's like a makeup company looking for podcasters to read an ad, then I'll apply for it because I like makeup and a lot of my listeners like makeup. So yeah, a few pro tips for Podcorn. It's okay if you don't get hired very often, trust me. And there's that saying that goes, you'll hear 99 no's before one yes. So take that with a grain of salt. Don't take it personally. The company just probably like is not a right fit maybe, or something like that. Also, when applying for ads on Podcorn, don't list an extravagant price, because most of the times these companies and podcasters don't have $1 million budget, so be reasonable, and that's also a better way for you to get hired on Podcorn. Podgo is another similar website to Podcorn, and for Podgo, you have to apply and then get accepted just to even use the website. And it took me a couple of tries to get accepted on Podgo, and I realized that they don't really pay that much compared to Podcorn, and I just stick with Podcorn because I think Podcorn is easier to use, and I just like didn't really like Podgo that much. So those are just some interesting points on Podcorn versus Podgo. Podcorn is spelled P-O-D-C-O-R-N. It's kind of like popcorn, except it's called Podcorn. And then Podgo is spelled P-O-D-G-O, so like Podgo. I can link those websites in the description also. All right, moving on. Another thing is to actively reach out to companies to hopefully work for them in some way, shape, or form. And I've done it a few times before, and usually I don't get a response or it's a no. But then again, I haven't done it in a while, and I don't do it very often because, you know, I took my podcast break, and there was a bunch of other contributing factors why I don't do that normally, but I have done it before, and it doesn't really work out, but I'm not saying, like, don't try it, because who knows, like, it could work. You could get a really good podcast opportunity out of it. So I'm not saying don't try it, but for me personally, it doesn't work very well. But be active, you know, take that chance. I'm definitely going to be hopefully working on some more podcast sponsorship opportunities this summer and stuff, you know, before college starts. So Yeah, that's just another tip for you. All right, moving on. Another thing is to maybe make logo stickers and podcast merch. This is a big task and it can be daunting, but it's a great way to gain a little bit of income and spread the word about your podcast by having people rep your logo stickers or your merch. Although it isn't a sponsorship opportunity or anything like that, it's a resource outside of social media for your podcast or YouTube channel or whatever you're on for your content to grow and without like utilizing social media and stuff. So that's just another big tip, and I know it's not like a sponsorship opportunity like I said, but it's just another great way for your podcast or content, whatever it is, for it to grow. Moving on, if your host site is Anchor, take advantage of the ad read because you can make a little bit of money from it. This only applies to people who use Anchor as their host site. So if you're not on Anchor or if you haven't taken advantage of the ad read, you should do it because it's a sponsorship opportunity, podcast opportunity, whatever you want to call it. And I'm actually going to put my Anchor ad right here. So like I say in all my episodes, today's episode is also sponsored by Anchor. All right, thank you to Anchor for sponsoring today's episode and all of my other episodes. So we're going to take a little bit of a step back, going back to the forming connections, but don't be afraid to form connections with podcasting studios and podcasting companies, like even just following them on Instagram or Twitter or following them on LinkedIn or connecting with them on LinkedIn can go a long way because they might have a podcast job internship opportunities within their studio or podcast company. And also just following them on social media or LinkedIn or signing up for their email newsletter or something is a quick and easy way to actively form a connection that could lead to an opportunity down the road because they might have a job listing that you might not see anywhere but LinkedIn. All right, so speaking of LinkedIn, I talked about this on how to get a job as a teen during COVID, so check that episode out if you haven't already, but one way I've been able to expand my LinkedIn profile is to connect, because you know how you can connect with other people on LinkedIn. It's kind of like you're following them. They just call it connections. Anyways, one way I've been able to build up my LinkedIn, because obviously, you know, I'm a teen, I'm just starting out on building up my brand or whatever and building up my resume, is to connect with other people in the podcast and creator community. And I talked about this, but follow those podcast studios and podcast companies on LinkedIn, like I said, because they might have cool opportunities coming that you probably wouldn't know about unless you connect or follow them on social media or LinkedIn. And also, like I said, make sure you're following and connecting with other podcasters on LinkedIn as well. So those are some active ways to get podcast opportunities. And here are some like passive ways. I couldn't think of another word. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but these are some more ideas to make yourself available for when companies or podcasters want to come to you or contact you. Okay, so one of the biggest mistakes I made as a podcaster, like probably one of the top three mistakes I made, and this might seem silly, but I didn't have an email associated with my podcast until late fall, early winter, so like probably 9 months after starting my podcast, I didn't have an email associated with my podcast, and I'm so mad because I think I might have missed out on a few potential opportunities or collabs. So if you want to start a podcast or you already have a podcast, make sure an email is available so podcast opportunities and future collabs, stuff like that, can be sent to your inbox and you can be notified that way. But I have three side notes about having an email. Is the first one, if you ever want to contact me through my podcast email, you can do so at justisaboutthingspodcast@gmail.com. Again, justisaboutthingspodcast@gmail.com. Okay, the second side note is that a lot of the times the emails I get are kind of spammy, and like a lot of them are scams. Like they'll say, hey, I'm so-and-so and I can turn your podcast to the next level, but you have to pay me money to do that. Like, so just a warning, like there are people out there who want to grow your podcast, but you have to like pay them money. Just stay away from those. But I do get emails from time to time with people who are trying to sell me something. But a lot of the times when I'm working with a company or a podcaster, they will say like, hey, can you let me know your email so I can share this Google Doc or other documents or other important information that wouldn't really fit into a DM or like would be weird sending into a DM. So yes, in conclusion, with that entire point, make sure you have an email available so that people can contact you for opportunities, whether that might be future sponsorships, collabs, all that fun stuff. But to sum up this entire episode, be open to connections and friendships within the podcast and creator community. Don't be afraid to reach out to companies. Try out Podcorn and Podgo for ad read sponsorships. Have an email associated with your podcast so people can contact you for future opportunities. Be sure to follow podcast studios and companies on social media and LinkedIn, because that can lead into future things as well. Thank you all so much for listening. I had a great time recording this. I hope you learned something and you can apply it to content creation or being a podcaster. I hope you learned something from it. I'm so excited because next week is going to be the Tom Holland episode that everyone has been wanting to hear. Let me know what you want to hear in that episode. If you want to hear me talk about Tom Holland, you want to hear me talk about the fandom, you want to hear me talk about the future of Tom Holland and what he's up to, I'd be happy to talk about that in the episode. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, just.isabel.thanks.podcast. Make sure you subscribe and follow me in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Check out my merch too in the link in my bio, and also in the link in my bio you can get access to all the platforms I'm located on, the my merch obviously, and the logo stickers as well. So thank you all so much for listening. I had a great time, and I will see you next Sunday for a new episode. It's going to be the Tom Holland episode, so super stoked about it. All right, bye guys, thank you so much for listening. Want to hear more of Just Isabel Things? Tune in every Sunday for a new podcast.